Okay, we're at the very bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We have a lot of fascinating stories today. We're sticking in the Choni Hamagel family. It's not him, but it's going to be his grandchildren. We're going to learn about today. So first, again, three lines from the bottom. Abba Chilkia Barberei de Choni Hamagel. Abba, he was a grandson, the son of the son of Choni Hamagel. The Chimitzarich Matrich Alma Lemitra. And again, like Choni Hamagel was well known to be a rain producer, you know, the daven for rain, so too his grandchildren. When the world would need rain, having Mishadre, Rabban, and Legabe, Ubay Rachmi, Vasi Mitra, the Rabban would be sent to him, and he would daven, and the rain would come. Zimlechad, Itzrich, Amal, Mitra. One time, as was happened in the past, the world needed rain, and as we mentioned, Shadr Rabban, and Zuga, the Rabban, and Legabe, Ubay Rachmi, the Nesei Mitra. So the Rabbanon sent the rabbis sent a pair of people, a pair of rabbis, two rabbis to him. To ask him to daven and bring rain. They went to his house. He was not there. Couldn't find him. They went to the field and they found him in the field. According to the Girsa of the Rashi, he was hoeing in the land. He was plowing the land. They said to him, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe, lo achrilu. Ape. He did not pay attention. He didn't respond. He didn't look at them. He ignored them completely. He didn't say anything to them at all. The Panya, in the evening time, when he was gathering wood, he picked up the tzivi, which is the wood, and the mar, which is the shovel, the hoe he was using, on one shoulder, the glima, and like a garment, Bechad katva on the other shoulder. Kuli orcha losai misani. He didn't put his shoes on. Losai misani. He didn't wear his shoes the whole way. Kimata lamai. When he got to a river area, a water area, sai misani. He put his shoes on. Kimata lehizmi vihigi. When he got to hizmi and higi are like shrubs and thorns. Dalinu lamane. He raised his garments. He picked up his clothing. Kimati lemasa, when he got to the city, nafka debesu lape kimikashta. His debesu, his wife, came out to greet him lape, and she was all decked out kimikashta. She was wearing makeup. She looked beautiful. Kimati lebese, when they got to his house, alas debesu bereisha. First his wife went, v'hadro aliyu. Then he went, v'hadro aliyu rabbanan. The rabbanan came in last. Yasiv Vikarich Rifta. He sat down to break bread to eat. L'amar lahu l'rabbanan su kruchi. And he didn't tell the rabbanan, "No, would you like to have some bread?" He didn't even offer it to him. Palig Rifta Lianuka. He broke the bread up. He split it up for his children. Lianuka Kashish, the Kashisha Chada. For the older child, he gave one piece. Luzutra, the younger child, Trey, he gave two pieces. He says to his wife, like I guess privately or quietly, or I assume it wasn't out loud. It doesn't make sense if it was out loud. Yadana derabbanan mishum mitra ka'asu. I know that the rabbis that are coming here are coming on account of rain, meaning they must need rain. Nesak le'igra v'nibay rachmi. Let's go up to the roof or to the attic and let's ask for mercy from Hashem before they tell us what they need. After the Marzia Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'yaisi mitra, maybe Hashem will be ritzui, he'll be wanted in front of Hashem, and he'll bring the rain. And they won't, say like, oh, you know, you did it for us. They won't be machzik tov. They won't assume that the good came on our behalf. We can kind of do it under the radar, a little bit undercover, and they won't ask us for it yet, and they won't know that it came because we davened for it. Okay, so Saku Igra, they went up to the attic. Come Iu Bechad Zivsa, like the story of Yitzhak and Rivka, they went in different corners. So he went in one Zivsa, which is a corner. The Ihi Bechad Zivsa, and she went to the other corner. Kadim Saluk Anani Mehach Zivsa Dibisu. So the beginning of the removal of the clouds, meaning that the cloud started to come and to rain. Came from Mehach Zavisa, from her corner. meaning that the rain started really through, it sounded like it looked like it was from her tefillah more than it was from his tefillah. Hinachis, when they came down from the attic, Amr Luhu. So now this Abba Chilkia turns to the rabbis that are there and he says to them, Amai Asa Rabbana, what did you come here for? Amrule, Shadrilan Rabbana, Lugabi Demar, Lumibai Rachme Mitra. They said to him, Shadri Rabbana, the Rabbanan sent us to Mar, to Master, to ask mercy and get some rain. Amrulu, he said back to them, Baruch HaMakom, Shalom Hitzrich Eschem Labachilkia. Baruch, I mean, basically it was raining at this point. It was already raining because they davened and the rain came. And so he says to them, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hashem, you don't need my help. You don't need the help of Labachilkia. You don't need my help. So it says, Amrulay, they say back to him, Yadina Dimitra Machmas Marhuda. So we know that the rain came because of you. We know that. Elalemalan Mar Hani Mile de Tzimilan. But if you could tell us, Lemalan Mar, if Master can tell us, a few things, Hani Mile de Tzimilan, that were kind of Tzimia. Remember what Tamua means? Bitmia, Tema, that we're bothered by, that we're wondering about. A few things that we saw today following you around. Kind of like cause us to wonder. And we know it came from you, the rain, so we put that whole piece on the pretend that it didn't come from you on the side. But I have a number of questions we have from watching you in the course of the day. Number one, my time ki ahivna lamar shalma lo asbar lanmar ape. What's the reason when we gave you peace, when we said shalom aleichem to you, you didn't give us the time of day, you didn't even turn your face to us, you didn't pay attention to us at all. It seems a little rude. We know you're not a rude person. How come you did that? Amalu, he said back to them, Skir Yom Havi. I'm like a hired hand. I'm a hired worker. Vamina lo ifgar, I felt I shouldn't mevato my time. Meaning if I would take my time out to give you a shalom aleichem, then I'll be taking time of my paid salary. That's not right. Meaning, think about it, it's an unbelievable muster level that we have. People, you know, you clock in every single day, you get paid per hour. People are on the phone, you're checking your news, you're checking this, checking that. Yeah, the boss button there in case the guy comes back in the middle of the NCAA tournament, right? Whatever's going on, you're able to like kind of so they don't notice it at all. And he wouldn't even say Shalom Aleichem to them because he's on the clock. My time, Daramar TV Echad Achad Katfei, Maglima Achad Katfei. Okay, so we get that. How come though you put the wood on one Achad on one of your shoulders, Maglima, and you put like the garment, the clothing on the other shoulder, meaning if you think about it, it would be much easier for your shoulder to have put something a cushion between that and your actual shoulder. Why did you put the garment on the same shoulder as the cloth, the same shoulder as the wood was going on, and to kind of give yourself a little more cushion there? So Amar Lui said to them, Talis Sheula Haisa. Again, big muster lesson. This was a borrowed talis. I'm wearing a borrowed garment. At Lahachi Shali, for this reason, meaning to wear it, he lent it to me. Lahachi, but to be a cushion, to have wood rest upon it. Lo Shali, that's not why he gave it to me. Again, a tremendous muscle lesson. You borrow someone's whatever it is. You think to yourself, you know, that's yours. Is it just like you use it however you want to use it? Or would this person want me to use it that way? I remember, I'll never forget one time when I borrowed my Rebbe's car in high school one time. I'm not a big tzaddik, but I'll tell you a story that sounds nice at least. I borrowed my Rebbe's car one time and I was driving. I turned on my radio station, you know, whatever it was back in the day. I don't know what's it called right now. What's the hip hop station in Maryland nowadays?
95.5.
95.5. WPLJ. Is that what it is? WPLJ or something like that? Whatever it is. Anyways, I remember listening to music, bopping around, hydraulics, you know, the cars hopping up and down like that with my rabbi's car. And then I'm thinking to myself, like, if he knew I was listening to music in his car, he wouldn't want me borrowing his car like that. So even though I was only in high school at the time, I had the sensitivity. If I'm borrowing someone's car, I should use it the way they want me to use it. So I turn the music off, or I turned it to maybe the fan instead, or whatever. It's not the fan. What's it called? The fan? No, what's ours called? Team.
The rock TVM, station you're on?
What's that?
The rock station you're on?
It wasn't that one. It's a Baltimore station. Anyway, I'd never heard of it in that time. I never heard of it. But back to the Gemara. So he said, I didn't borrow, he didn't lend me his clothing for that reason to be like a cushion, a buffer between the for the wood. He gave me to wear, so I'm not going to put the wood on top of it. My time of Kuli Orchelo Sayim Mar Masane, Vishimata Lamaya Sayim Masane. Why the whole way you didn't put your shoes on? We got to water. You put your shoes on. Amluhu, he said back to them, Kuli Orcha Chazina. I can see what's in front of me the entire way. I know what I can see what's there. Nothing is a threat to me. But Maya, but when I go into the water, look at Chazina, I can't see what's under there. I don't want to get bitten by a snake or something like that. I'm not sure what's under there. So put my shoes on to protect myself from the water. My time with Kimata Marley, Hizmi Vihigi, Dalidhu Limane. Why? What the reason when you got to the shrubs and the thorns that you raise up your mane means your garments, your clothing. He said to them, Zeb Mali Arucha, Zeina Mali Arucha, this one will heal, meaning my skin, if it gets scratched, it will heal. The garments, Aina Mali Arucha, it's not going to heal. It's not gonna cause it to be healed later on. So I figured better to get a scratch on my leg and recover a day later. Get a scratch and a pull in my garment and never to recover afterwards. My time of Kimata Marla Masa, Nafka Debesu, Demaraki Mikashta. Why, when we got to your city, did your wife greet you and she was all decked out? She was all adorned. She had makeup on. Like she was going to some important event. Amalu said to them, Kadesho Etain Einai Beisha Cheris. That she understands that I shouldn't look at other women. She wants to be attractive to me. She wants to be, again, not attracting. But attractive. She doesn't want me looking at other women. If she comes out like a schlump, maybe I'll look at other women. My time Ayla he bereshit v'hadar Ayl Mar Asra v'hadar Alinat Anand. How come you had her going first? You went in second, and we only went in after everything was said and done. Says the Gemara. Amar lehu mishum d'lo bad kisuli, because you hadn't been like checked by me yet. I mean, I don't know who you are. I wasn't sure what your business was. And what you're, whether you're good people or not. And if Rashi points out, if he went in first, then it would be his wife and them alone outside. Who knows what could happen? So you want to make sure his wife went in first and give her the protection before, so they wouldn't be left alone with her. Okay.
But Rabbi, didn't they know their intentions? Because they knew they were asking to come
for the
ring. Yeah,
but he knew what they were sent for, but he didn't know what kind of people they were. Meaning, they could be the messengers, to whatever it was, but he didn't know their quality of character. But he knew they were the ones who were the messengers. I didn't know. You're right. Okay. My time, Kikarach Marifta, Lo Merlon, Aisu, Kruchu. Again, a very important lesson in life. Again, you see this big tzaddik, Abachilke, how thought everything he did. How come, and each time when you saw it, you're like, gosh, that's rude. But each time he's got a reason behind it. Why, when you were, when you broke bread, when you had bread, you didn't ask us, do you want to come and have bread with us? He says, Mishum, Delo Nafish Rifta, because I didn't have so much bread. V'amin, and I said to myself, Lo Achzik Rabu Rabbanan Tivusa Bechinam. Meaning, you shouldn't have Tivusa. You shouldn't think I'm a nice guy for no reason. What does that mean? Rashi was out of here. He knew they would turn him down. They didn't have enough food for everybody, for his family. He knew they would turn him down. So if he would offer, they would turn him down. They'd be like, wow, what a nice offer it was. It'll be for no reason because he knew they wouldn't have it anyways. It's like when you invite someone to come to your house for Shabbos for a meal, you know they're already invited elsewhere. So it's inappropriate. You're kind of getting credit for being a nice guy inviting, but you had no intention. You knew they were going to accept in the first place. So he said, I knew you were going to take it, so I'm not going to offer and have you say no thank you. I'd rather not offer. And you like kind of, oh, wow, it's so nice of him. I knew you wouldn't take it anyways in the first place. My time of Yoiv Marli Nuka Kashisha Chada Rifta Lazutra Trey. How come you gave your older child one piece of bread and your younger one two? Amalu, hi, this older one, Kaiba Besa, he stays at home. But hi, this the other one, Yosef Beknishta. He goes to the basic matters to the shul, and according to Rashi, he stays with his rub all day long. He needs the extra nourishment, sustenance. Umay Taima, Kadim, Salik Anani Mehach Zavisa, Dahavis Kaima Debesu, Demar, La Anana, Dide. How come, for what reason did the clouds come first? They came up first from the corner that your wife was davening, the Kaima Debeso, before the Anana the day, before your own clouds came. I mean, the clouds that your wife was davening for came before yours. Because my wife is at home more often than I am. She's at home. She's often at home. And when a poor person comes by, she gives rifta, which is bread, to the poor people. And that makes the hana, the pleasure, immediate. Or quicker to come. But I gave them azusa. I give them money. And therefore, the money, it's not such a quick enough. They have to go now to the store and buy something with it. She gets more credit than I do for that reason. That's why her tefillos are quicker than mine. And another answer, inami, alternatively, another reason he gave, aneo biryoni da'abu b'shivusan. There were these biryonim, these brutes, these lowlifes who were in our community. Anabai rachmi d'lemei sumosu. I daven they should die because they were very, very not nice people. But she, vihi bayrachmei dilahadri b'tziyufta, and she davened that they should do tshuva. And they actually did tshuva from her tefillah. So we see that she, you know, she had more kochat tefillah than they did. Actually, there's a Gilanot, like a Shasi, the Rebbe Eger references the Gemara and Brachos of Yudam and Aleph. It's a very similar story we have between Beruya and Rabbi Meir, also a story like that where Rabbi Meir davened for the death of these people in the town that were very difficult, and Beruya davened for them to do tshuva, and in fact, they did tshuva, as we see over here as well. That was all the story we have of Abba Chilkiah, the grandson of Choni Magdal. And again, you see it, everything he did. So each time you saw it in a vacuum, it looked like a real head scratcher. Why would he do that? We see at the end he had a real everything was tremendous chachma as to why he did it. It's a really important lesson of us, and each part of that actually is a lesson for us to take from. That was one grandson. Have another grandson, Chana Hanechba. That was what they called him. Barbarte de Choni Magdal Hava. He was the son of the daughter, which makes him a grandson of Choni Magdal. Again, he was known to follow in his grandfather's footsteps as well. When the nation needed rain, Avi Mishadri Rabbanan, Yanuka de Beirav, the Rabbanan, people would send children, Yanuka de Beirav, children from the Beis Medrash, Ligabei, to him, Vinaki La Bishipule de Glimei, they would grab onto the end of his clothing, like his sleeve or the bottom of his shirt. But Amr would say to him, Abba, Abba, Havla Mitra, Abba, Abba, give us rain. And then he would turn, Amr lifnei kadosh baruch hu, he would say to Hashem, Yibon Shalom. Asay b'shul elu, she'ein makirim bein abba liyav mitra, l'abba d'loyav mitra. Do it. Give rain for these poor people who don't know the difference between an abba who, like you, who can give rain, and an abba like me who can't give rain. I'm not in charge of these things. Poor people, on their behalf, give rain. But my karile chanan hanechva, why they call him chanan, the hidden one? Nechva means the hidden one. Why they call him Chanan Hanechba? Because he would hide himself in the bathroom. Now, what does that mean? It means one of two things. Option number one, according to the Gemara, Pashpah's Gemara, is that even in the bathroom, he would be tsanua. He wouldn't just stop. He's in the bathroom. No one's around. You know, he kind of like be very carefree with his lack of dress. That's one answer. Rashi says, it shouldn't say the word Besakisa here. He says he'd hide himself that no one should... No one should see how much koach tefillah he had. He always tried to be very modest. Second shot, Rashi brings down. Okay, yeah, Renan, question?
Yeah, how would it prove that the rain isn't really coming from him if he just goes and prays to Hashem for the rain to come? Like, it's not going to prove that it's coming from Hashem.
Right, so he's more saying, like, Hashem, it's crazy. It probably came from his tefillah. He was known to be a strong davener and rain will come, but the way he like kind of pitched it was, poor, you know, these people are so messed up. You're a sewing camp right now, Gabe. Oh my gosh, that's such a camp look. I'm getting like hives from watching you. Anyways, he would see people were in, they would come to him and they would ask for something. He would say, my gosh, me, I'm not the guy. So you go to Hashem and say, listen, I got a brother, they need a lot of help. They think I'm the guy in charge here, but you're the guy in charge. So certainly you should give it for that reason alone. But you're right, It was more like a humility and modesty than anything else. It was due to his tefillah also. Tefillah played a major role. Okay, we're in the middle of the bottom part of Chav Gimel and Beis. We're in the middle of telling some fascinating stories. And we're actually up to a new part right now. So good timing. Amr Leh Rabbi Zreikel Rav Safer. We're approximately 4th line from the bottom of the Gemara. Right in the middle of the line, Amr Leh Rabbi Zreikel. I didn't count, so it might not be 14, but it's somewhere in that line. I'm a lay Rabbi Zreika. What is it?
Exactly 14.
I'm off by one then. I'd like to be I should have said 13. I'd like to be off by one. Anyways, I'm a lay Rabbi Zreika of Safra. We're going through right now some discussions and we're going to compare different great leaders and their ability and their davening for rain. I'm a lay Rabbi Zreika of Safra. Tachazi ma ben takife da'ara di Yisrael. Come and see the difference between the Takife Ar Yisrael, the people, the strong ones of Israel, and the Chasidim, the pious ones of Bavel. Come and see how different they are. Chasidim de Bavel, the people, the pious ones of Bavel, like for example, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. When the nation, when the world needed rain, Amr said to each other, Nichnof Hadade Vnibai Rachmin. Let's gather together. Let's come together. And let's daven. Efshar demir tzikas baruch hu. Maybe Hashem would be appeased and pleased our davening. The yaisu mitzra, and rain will come. So they gathered together and they would hope that that rain would come through their tefillah. But people knew about it. I mean, they didn't hide from it. You know, they weren't as sanua about it. They said, "We're not sure which one of us would be the one, but we're tzaddikim. Let's get together and daven, and hope the rain will come from our tefillah." That's what happened in Bavel. But how about in Israel? The kipei da'ara de Israel, but the strong ones in Israel go to Rabbi Yona, avua de Rav Rabbi Mani, Rabbi Yona, who's the father of Rabbi Mani. We'll get to Rabbi Mani very soon. He had matzrich abba lemitra, when the nation needed rain, avi ayal lebeise. He would go to his house, v'amaluhu, and he would say to his family, havuli gavalki, bring for me a sack, v'ezel v'aisuli bezuza ibura, and I will go and I will bring for a zuz, Ibur means grain. I'll buy some grain for a zuz worth of money. So he said, give me a sack. I'm going to go outside to the market, and I'm going to buy some grain. Now, zuz for grain is a lot of money, but it makes sense to pay a lot of money because it was in the middle of a drought. Kiavinafik Levara, when he went out to the outside, when he went outside of the house, Azil, he went for Kai Beduchta Amikta. He went and he went to stand at a low place. I mean, he went to like a low area, and the reason why he went there, just if it says in the pasuk, "Mimamakim krasi Hashem," we call Hashem out from depths. So he went down somewhere that's like a depth. I remember when I was in Baltimore one time, I think Rabbi Franschul. So when they go to daven, the chazan stands down. It's like a little dip in the ground or a step down to where he davens for the tzibur. So "Mimamakim," from the depths, we call it to Hashem. Most shuls you don't have. I don't know that I've seen at least. Most times the shul tzibur is not davening from a lower place. But that is an idea, Imam Akim, from the depths, I call it to Hashem. So he went to this, like a lower place outside, the Kai B'duchta Tznia, and he went to a private area, Machasi B'saka, he put on sackcloth, Uvai Rachmi, and he davened, Vasi Mitra, and the rain came. And now, of course, it's raining, he kept the us in the basin when he came back home. Amri Leis, Kemi said to him, Aisi Mar Ibura, did master, did you bring back the grain? Amaluhu, he said to them, Amina, I said, hold of Asa Mitra. It started raining, you know, just now it started raining. Hashu Revach Alma. That means that the world is going to now have more Revach, more substance, more produce. And therefore, I'm not going to buy it at the current price, which is so expensive. I'll wait till now. It's going to, the market will be a little bit more cheaper soon because it started to rain, and I hope that should benefit the world well. So the point is that no one knew what he did. That's the point, that no one knew that when the Eretz Yisrael, when they were daven for rain, no one even knew they daven for rain. We know, we read the Gemara about it. But the people wouldn't know about it there, as opposed to Babylon, the Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, people knew they went to daven together and get rain, but it wasn't as private. So we see the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Babylon. Yeah, Aaron, what do you got? Aaron, do you have a question?
So I feel like it would call then the people from Israel Hasidim and not from Babylon.
It's a good question. I mean, why are the words Chasidei the Babel and Takifei the Israel? The word Takif implies like Chas is piety. Piety you picture with modesty. It's interesting that you use the word Takifei, strong ones of Israel, with the Chasidim of Babel. We're busy complimenting people in Israel and not Babel. It's an excellent question. I do not know the answer, at least not off the top of my head. I'll see if I can find anything about the Blin Eder later on. It's a very, very good question. Good Hara. I like it. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. The Sioux, another story, another example. Rebbe Mani Bray. Rebbe Mani, the son of Rebbe Yona, we mentioned earlier just now, the story of Rebbe Yona we just mentioned. His son, Rebbe Mani, Havi Kamitzarele de Bei Nisia. The house of the Nasi was giving a very hard time. I mean, like the president, the nobility were giving a very hard time. He went to his father, Rabbi Yona, and he died by his kever, by his gravesite. Amrele, Abba, Abba, honey, mitzarli, these people are causing me such pain. Yomachad, one day, Abu Kachalfi Hassam, the Bein Nisiyah, the president's family, or whoever was bothering him, was riding by with their horses. Inkut kare desus vasayu. So he grabbed or got stuck. One of the legs of the horse got stuck right by the kever area of Rabbi Yona. And he didn't let it move. until finally they realize, oh my gosh, this is the father of Rebbe Money, and we give him such a hard time. They were mekabel upon themselves. They took upon themselves that they would no longer be mitzayir. They would no longer give him a hard time. Vesu Rebbe Money, another story of Rebbe Money. Habishchich Shech Hamed Rebbe Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv. He was
Rebbe.
He found
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that? What was like the inkaskara? So they what happened to his leg?
He grabbed inkaskara means his leg was grabbed. Inkaskara means to grab or to hold his leg. The sus vasai of the horses, meaning his leg got stuck in the ground or just it wasn't. It says Rashi nidu kubakarka, meaning it was like the, right above where the cemetery was. It was like got stuck there. They couldn't move it. So he realized, put two and two together. Oh my gosh, we're right now stuck by this guy's father. And by his grave, it must be based on what we're doing. So they were able to realize that, and they pledged never to do it again, and then he was able to release the leg of the horse. Okay. So this Rabbi Mani was a Shriach Hamed Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yashiv. He was common, often found in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yashiv. Armalei, and he would say, Asiri, he would tell Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yashiv, Asiri, the Bechami Kamitzaruli, the Ashirim, the rich people of my in-laws, They're giving me a very hard time. They're bothering me. They're frustrating me. Amar li'anu. So he said, you know what? Let them become poor. Li'anu, and they became poor. And then afterwards, Amar kadachui. Now they're pressing me to give them money. They need money now. Now they're coming to me for money. Amar li'asru. He said, let them become rich. Li'asru, and they became rich. Amar lo mikabli alai inshivesi. So he says that my wife, Lomikabi Lai, I'm not so excited about her. Rashi could hear, she wasn't so pretty. Lomikabi Lai, I'm not so excited to be with her. Amrle Mashma, what's her name? She says, Chana. Her name is Chana. Tisyafi Chana. So he davened that Chana should become more beautiful. Tisyafes, and she became beautiful. But now what happens when you have a beautiful wife and a regular looking guy? So Amar Lei, he says, now he goes back to Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yashiv, he says to him, Migandra Alai. She's like better than me. She looks at herself as better than me. Meaning, according to Rashi, she's like, she became, her beauty made her feel very full of herself. She became arrogant. Now, she looks at me as this schlub. So Amar Lei, Ihachi, Tachzor Chan L'Shacharusei. Chan should go back to being the her prior appearance. The Chazor Chan L'Shacharusei, and she went back to having her prior appearance. That's the story you see again of tefillah and the power of tefillah, and be careful what you daven for sometimes also, because not everything you daven for is always going to be the best interest for you. Hanu Trei Talmidei, we're almost done. Trei Talmidei Davu Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yashiv. Two students were in front of the Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yashiv, again, who was the same person who was davening back and forth, daven this and change the davening, daven that, change the davening. Two students came in front of him. Amru Lei Nibay Mar Rachmi Alan Denichkam Tuba. We want you to daven for us. We know you're a big davener and your tefillahs are listened to very often. Davos, we should become very, very smart, very wise. Amaluhu, he said to them, Imi Haisa Mishlachte. I did have this koach. Imi Haisa, it was with me to daven for things and to have things, having whatever I asked to happen. But he says, Mishlachte, I it's either been taken away, it's Rashi said, or I've sent it away. I don't want this anymore because I've seen, we daven for something and it happens. People don't want it to happen afterwards. They ask for it to stop. So it's not such a partial thing. So he doesn't have it anymore. And he stopped davening. He didn't daven to do anymore in these ways. Yosi Bar Avin Havishchiach Kamed Rabbi Yosi Demin Yukras. So Yosi Bar Avin was found often in front of Rabbi Yosi Demin Yukras. Shavke, but he left him. Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin left Rabbi Yosi Demin Yukras, the Asalav Kamed Rabbi Ashi. And he went to learn under Rabbi Ashi, meaning he used to be a Talmud of Rabbi Yosi Demin Yukras, and then he went switch over to becoming a Talmud of Rabbi Ashi. Yom Achad Shamei Dekal Garis. One day, he hears, we'll see who he is in a minute, he hears him learning. The Garis is to learn, and he says, "Amr Shmuel." This over here, Rav Yossi Bar Avin here. Rashi has different girsos, but the girsos makes the most sense. Rav Yossi Bar Avin hears Rav Ashi learning, and he quotes Rav Ashi says, "Amr Shmuel." He quotes Shmuel, "Hashola dag min hayam." If you fish, or if you grab, you catch a fish from the water from the sea. The Shabbos came on the Shiyavish bo kisela chayev. The moment that the fish, assuming it was already caught, let's say it was caught already, it was like already in its net, but you picked it up from the water, you picked it out of the water, it was caught before Shabbos, so it was not over the issue of Seda, you weren't trapping it, but you pulled it out of the water on Shabbos, and you're going to kill it, and killing is one of the Avos Melachos, the Tilos Hashem is one of the Shechita, one of the Avos Melachos, and Kevin Yavish Bo Kisela, once the fish gets hard, Yavish dry, like a cella, like a rock, that's when you already know you killed it. And that's when we say, at that point in time, you're chayv for killing, for like shchita, which is one of the shchita for an animal would be as when you kill it. It's not slaughtering it, but killing it. So Amar Lei, so now Rav Yossi Bar Avin says to Rav Ashi, when he hears him saying this din, Lei Mamar Ubein San Pi Rav. Daf, you should say, it's when it's between the scales. Meaning when it happens between the scales by the breathing element, that's when it gets very, very dry. That's when you really killed it. Because if it gets like the fins, let's say, it could still survive with like a weakened fin like that. But when the scales are weaker, it can't breathe anymore. That's when really we should say that you killed it. We have another 1 minute to go, and then we're going to stop. Amar Lei, so now Rav Ash is back to this Talmud who just joined him. Lo Sarva La Mar Dahi Rav Yossi Bar Avin. Amra, does Master, do you not say that statement was made Rav Yossi Bar Avin? Meaning he's critiquing him. This over here is according to Rashi. Why didn't you quote the person who said it originally? Rav Yossi Bar Avin. Bar Rav Avin, why didn't you quote him who said it originally? Why are you saying it like just haphazardly? Amar Lei said back to him, Ananiu, that's me. I'm that guy. I'm Yossi Bar Avin. You don't know me. My name, you kind of started learning under you, but I'm Yossi Bar Avin. So Amar Lei said to him, Lav Kaved Rav Yossi Dimin Yukras HaVishkiach Mar? Didn't you used to be a Talmud of Yossi Dimin Yukras? I mean, that's where I thought you were a Talmud of. I didn't know you joined my yeshiva. Amar Lei Hain. He says, yeah, I used to be. Amar Lei, my time is Shavki Mar. V'asach. How come you left him and came here? Well, this will close. Amar Lei, Gavra de Albrei V'albarte Lochas Lochas. A man who did not have chas, did not have mercy on his own son and his own daughter, will he have mercy upon me? And therefore I left him to become a Talmud of yours. Now what exactly happened to the son and daughter is what we'll see tomorrow. Cliffhanger till tomorrow, what happened to his son and daughter. Yeah, Dad, question? Stop over here. Wait, Aaron, question or are you saying bye?
Thank you.
Okay.